morning. Our first reading this morning is taken from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 14, verses 13 to 23. And that can be found on page 883 of the Pew Bible. Let us therefore cease judging one another, but rather make this simple judgment, that no obstacle or stumbling block be placed in a brother's way. I am absolutely convinced, as a Christian, that nothing is impure in itself. Only, if a man considers a particular thing impure, then to him it is impure. If your brother is outraged by what you eat, then your conduct is no longer guided by love. Do not, by your eating, bring disaster to a man for whom Christ died. What for you is a good thing must not become an occasion for slanderous talk. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but justice, peace, and joy, inspired by the Holy Spirit. He who thus shows himself a servant of Christ is acceptable to God and approved by men. Let us then pursue the things that make for peace and build up the common life. Do not ruin the work of God for the sake of food. Everything is pure in itself, but anything is bad for the man who, by his eating, causes another to fall. It is a fine thing to abstain from eating meat or drinking wine or doing anything which causes your brother's downfall. If you have a clear conviction, apply it to yourself in the sight of God. Happy is the man who can make his decision with a clear conscience. But a man who has doubts is guilty if he eats, because his action does not arise from his conviction. And anything which does not arise from conviction is sin. The choir will now sing the anthem, Ave Verum, by Edward Elgar.